Welcome to the African Album Review Podcast, where we review Africa's best and latest music projects.
Africa, Murise. My name is MJ Omoto, and I welcome you to the African Album Review Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me on the podcast today. I have another review for you. Let's do this thing. Nigeria, what's up?
The latest African album review is...
Donny is a Nigerian Afrofusion singer, producer, and songwriter based in Ondo State, Nigeria. She gives us her EP titled 4. 4 was released on May 28, 2020. Copyright is under Donny Alexandra Lawal and distributed by Ejoya. It has 4 tracks, 9-minute 31-second runtime, multiple producer placements with Oladoni the Beatmaker, Andro Beats, Zaki Magic, Classic Beats, Tuzi, and Rome. The EP cover sees a blue gradient background with the word 4 in bold letters, with a mixture of flowers and butterflies popping out from the letters. The flowers and butterflies feel like a painting, looking like they've that matte finish. The design is perfect, with the art really taking center stage. Nicely done, Dunny. Get it?
Album review.
Let's analyze the music.
Overdose is a smooth entry into the 4 EP, where Donny serenades a lover, saying that the way they love her is such an overdose. The experience fills her soul beyond her own expectations, and she ensures the person that she will always be there for them. This is all about reciprocal love, and it makes sense. This is what love should be. Nothing quite like a percolating Afrobeats number to carry such a positive message. It is also the lead single off the EP, and Donny did well on the production, especially when considering this might be the best song off the EP. A guitar-led choro gives one of the most enticing bass lines on this EP. Just as well, the song is leaning more towards a confusing, controlling partner who sometimes is there but mostly isn't. It struck me as intriguing, especially after the opening song spoke highly of a good love. Like, what happened, Donny? What happened? The song Ordinary Person is a slower tempo track where Donny features Idu Music, which I think takes the songwriting award for this EP. It was well written. The artists sing how they individually qualify as being an ordinary person, so sometimes they will make mistakes. Now, it doesn't sound like John Legend's Ordinary People or something, but it just reminded me of it. I don't know why. Maybe it's just that ordinary sort of prefix going on. It appeals to the reality we face in life and any relationships with people around us. Sometimes we're just human, so we can make mistakes and we can hurt people unintentionally. But you know what? Forgiveness is key. And of course, quickly, before we get back into this album review, do check out motomotomusic.com and also follow Motomoto Music Africa on YouTube. If you like what we do right here, please consider donating. Go to Motomoto Music Africa. There is a PayPal icon, top right hand corner. Leave some coins, because this is the only way we'll keep on doing this thing. Thank you.
Album review.
The technical side of things.
Let's talk themes on the 4 EP. And you get beautiful love, heartbreak, yearning for love, and I think overall it's just love and relationships. Interestingly, the EP is titled 4 and has 4 tracks. Makes sense, but it also gives me the impression that they didn't really have a working title for the project until they decided to go with naming it the number of tracks on the EP. That's what I think. But wait, her debut album from 2018 is titled 7 and has 7 tracks. The title 7 is because she released the album 7 full years after recording her first original song. Do I sense a theme here? Maybe. I won't hold that against Dunny. Nice touch, and it's different. When Dunny sings, she has a way of fusing a high-ish pitch while having a general delivery in a lower pitch and interchanges them in a way I can't say many other musicians can do. On some songs, I was like, wait, the way she's singing here reminds me of someone like Beyonce, maybe. And then I get a bit of, I don't know, someone like Good Girl LA, you know. What I love about Dunny overall is the uniqueness of her voice and how she uses it. And being a producer gives her the cutting edge as well. Her producer name is Ola Dunny the Beatmaker. Nice. Honestly, 4 is a mood type of EP. It really separates you from the world in that you can get lost in it, even if it's only 9 minutes long. It does that, and the songs are super short, averaging less than 2 minutes 30 seconds. So interesting that she manages to capture the attention of the listener, even if the songs are that short. And of course, do follow me on Twitter. My handle is MJ Wemoto. Also follow me on Spotify, follow my music, Audio Mac, do the same thing, Apple Music, whatevs, YouTube as well. The mixing and mastering were good and maybe could use some tweaking here and there just to elevate it a little bit, but nothing major.
Album review.
The final thoughts.
Overall, I think 4 is a decent EP with some awesome highs and not too many lows. My standout tracks are Overdose and Koro. Those two for me are top tunes and make me excited for Dunny's music. Dunny definitely has talent and long arrived on the scene to make her mark. Her style is easy to pick up on and I would love to see what else she has in the tank. So Dunny, I'm looking forward to your next project. 4 by Dunny is available everywhere online. Stream it, buy it, do your thing. And that's it for me. My name is MJ Omoto, son of Zimbabwe, signing out. And this was the African Album Review Podcast. Peace. Day, day.
Moto Moto Music, the best place to listen to podcasts about African music online.